أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين أما بعد قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم وليست التوبة للذين يعملون السيئات حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت قال إني تبت الآن وللذين يموتون وهم كفار أولئك أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you are well aware that we were talking about the most significant points from death to resurrection day. So we have reached this important point that repentance for he who is at the brink of death will not be accepted. Almighty Allah has explicitly stated in this verse of the Holy Quran that وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبُتُ الْآنِ. For those who have done mischievous actions, for those who have filled their record with vice and with very bad actions, they have respite till the last seconds of their life. But when the signs of death appear, when they are at the brink of death, then their repentance will not be accepted. You know that Almighty Allah has given His servants a lot of respite. Almighty Allah gives us a lot of opportunity that we have to return to Almighty Allah. But indeed, if we could not do, or if we have failed repenting till the last seconds of our life, then it is not a very good time that we have to repent while we are going to die. The same can be true that there is no repentance for he who observes the signs of Almighty Allah's chastisement. You know that prior our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, there were many nations. And Almighty Allah gave them the severe chastisement even in this world. For example, the nation of Lut, alayhi salam. They were given the gravest chastisement and punishment in this world because they were doing homosexuality. They were doing very vicious and bad actions. So Almighty Allah gave their chastisement in this world. Almighty Allah said, you can repent before my chastisement occurs or before I have to decree and finalize my chastisement. Yes, for those who have repented, indeed Almighty Allah have saved them. But for those who have not repented till the last seconds or till the deadline was over, Almighty Allah gave their chastisement. So this verse of the Holy Quran tells us that repentance will not be accepted for he who repents on the dying seconds of his life. وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنِ. And again, وَلَلَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ. Again, repentance cannot be accepted for he who dies while he is unbeliever or disbeliever. He who defies Almighty Allah, indeed his repentance will not be accepted in the last seconds of his life too. وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةَ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And also, وَلَلَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ. At the moment that they are disbeliever, yes, indeed, their repentance will not be accepted. Almighty Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. They are the people for whom Almighty Allah has prepared chastisement. And right now, Almighty Allah has actually prepared chastisement for these people. For he who does not repent till the last seconds of his life, and also for those disbelievers. This was a very important point that we have touched briefly in the previous session. Another important point that should be kept in mind, that is the existence of another world called Barzakh, or the interval world. You know that Barzakh in Arabic dictionary means an interval, a distance between two things. Why is Barzakh called Barzakh? Because from the moment that you die, a new interval starts till the doomsday. You know, dear listeners, the world that we are living right now, this is called Dunya. And after we die, that is called the world of Barzakh, or the world of interval. Why it is called interval? Because it creates distance from the world that we are living right now and to the resurrection day that we will be resurrected by the will and pleasure of Almighty Allah. That is why this world is called Alam Barzakh, or the world of interval. There are various Quranic verses in various prophetic traditions that is stained by the existence of this world. Another term that is also applied for the world of Barzakh, that is called Alamul Qabr, the world of the grave. The world of the grave is the very interval world. We are calling it as Alam Barzakh. You know that when the dead corpses are put in the graves, so those corpses are not alive. The souls are taken by the angels of Almighty Allah. They are kept safe and sound. So the flesh or the body, the physical body the human beings have, they are put in the grave. So this world starts. How our soul and our spirit start feeling either anguish, sadness, grief, or happiness, cheerfulness, and, for example, glory. In the world of the grave also, people are in different states. Some are happy and some are sad. Some are experiencing their grievous conditions. Some are experiencing their very good and pleasant conditions. According to what they have done in this world, they would experience the very conditions in the life in the interval world. You might ask every other scholar that what are the reasons behind the existence of the world of the interval? What are those reasons behind this? Actually, we should say, or we should confess here, that experimentally we cannot have access to this world, because that is beyond our rational understanding. But since we believe in the truthfulness of the Holy Quran in the prophetic traditions has reported that there will be an interval world. Since we believe, since we trust them, since their veracity have been proved miraculously, and by Almighty Allah's words, we believe all their sayings in every other subject. If they tell us that indeed the invisible world is waiting for you, we would be believing that, and that is true. So all those prophetic traditions connote the existence of an invisible world where all the people would experience various conditions. A very well-known verse of the Holy Quran that stands on the existence of invisible world, this is this verse that says, لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون. This verse of the Holy Quran tells us the condition of he who has not done his best in this world. When he goes, his eyes get opened and sees and tests each and everything. And here it comes true for him that how marvelous or remarkable this world is, or why I did not do the best actions I could in this world. So he starts repenting and wishing this, that Almighty Allah, you may give me another respite, that I have to return to this world to compensate all my shortcomings. Almighty Allah says no. This interval world would continue till the doomsday. إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, till the day that you will be resurrected. Another important fact in this respect, interval world, is that in some of our prophetic traditions, it has been said that when the pious people are given chastisement in the interval world, it plays as a role of pool, where we wash our body, we cleanse our body from every kind of dirt. Almighty Allah cleans the humans, the pious people, from every kind of filth and dirt in the interval world, so that they have to enter the paradise in a very, very good and nice condition. So it is like a washing machine. How washing machine cleans the dirty clothes, the interval world also plays the role of a washing machine, so that the pious people should be cleansed from every kind of very minor dirt, so that they have to enter the paradise in a very clean manner. So all these traditions, all these prophetic narratives imply the existence of the interval world called Alamul Barzakh. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, another important fact that will be the ninth important fact about the life hereafter, or from the resurrection, from the death to resurrection, that is the question and answer sessions that will be held by Almighty Allah's angels after our death. When we die, Almighty Allah would hold a question and answer session. But again, it should be kept in mind that this question and answer session will not be the one that would be held in the life hereafter. That is, other than that. What are the reasons? Again, we resort to scriptural reasons rather than rational ones. Scriptural reasons are there that when you die, the Almighty Allah's angels would come and would ask you from different things. One of the most important one is, Man huwa Rabbuk, who is your Lord? And what is your book? Or what is your religion? Or what source of beliefs and creed you have favored in your life? So all these questions would be rotating around your identity, your personality, about all the characters you have developed in this world. So one of the most prominent theologians of the Shi'ites, called Shaykh Mufid. Shaykh Mufid has written an exposition on his master's books called Beliefs. He has said that إِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ تَنَزَّلُ عَلَى الْمَقْبُورِينَ. The angels would be revealed or would descend, would come down on those who are in the graves. Meaning that there will be question and answer sessions held between the angels and those who are in the graves. And they will be asked these questions, and they have to find or they have to have good answers. One important point here that should be kept in mind. In the grave, we are not able to tell lie. We are not able, or the human beings are not able to deceive the angels of Almighty Allah. Not only the angels, but also our own body, our own physical organs, they will bear witness against us. Our identity is taught telling about all these beliefs. For example, a Christian then cannot say that, okay, I believe in the Holy Quran, in the sense the Muslims believe. And again, the Jew cannot claim that I believe in what the Christians are believing in. There, not only our tongue, but our whole existence, our, we can say, identity starts responding to those questions. So we cannot lie, we cannot tell lie, or we cannot say other than what ourselves have been developed from. This is very much important. So the question and answer session is another important fact that is there after the people die. So they have to take care who is their Lord, what actions they have done in this world, what was the scripture they thought it is of divinity. So all these questions, all these issues will get important, and they have to have reliable, trustworthy, and valid answers for these questions. Otherwise, they will be thrown in the hell. But again, the hell that is not, the very hell that has been promised to the disbelievers in the doomsday. No. The chastisement the people will be suffering in the interval world, that is different from what they will be experiencing in the life hereafter, I mean in the resurrection day. So another important evidence that connotes the existence of this question and answer, that is our infallible Imam's traditions. They have been saying that indeed there will be question and answer sessions held when you die. So all these traditional and scriptural reasons give us this calm, this confidence that there will be a question and answer session after our death. So another important topic, dear listeners, is the life hereafter in the light of the Quran. You know that our Quran has emphasized hugely on the existence of the life hereafter, its impacts on everyone's self-control. He who remembers this fact that this world would not remain forever, or this world would not last forever, it would give him this motive. It will motivate him that he has to do for his eternal life. So the belief in resurrection day is extremely impressive and effective in one's self-control, in one's cutting the aids of our illegitimate desires, whims, and wishes. So, respectable audience, we talked about this in the previous sessions, but right now, we want to have a very brief look at the life hereafter from the Quranic perspective. As you know that in every page of the Holy Quran, there is a say about the life hereafter. There are several names for the life hereafter. One of the best names that has been given to the life hereafter or Resurrection Day, that is Yawm al-Qiyamah. So this name has been repeatedly mentioned in the Holy Quran. Some 70 times this word or this name, this rubric, this theme has been repeated in the verses of the Holy Quran. Though there are some other names too for the Qiyamah. For example, the name of Yawm al-Din, as in this verse of the Holy Quran, daily we recite. Malik Yawm al-Din, Almighty Allah is the owner of the Judgment Day. Or Yawm al-Talaq, Yawm al-Taghabun, Yawm al-Jam'a, Yawm al-Fasl. For every one of them, there is a very special characteristic that all these characteristics will be embodied in the life hereafter. For example, it has been said, Yawm al-Jam'a. Why the Qiyamah is called Yawm al-Jam'a? Because Almighty Allah would cluster all the creatures in the life hereafter or in the Resurrection Day. Yawm al-Taghabun. This is the day that all the people would feel that they are missing something. They have totally lost their investments, or they have gained nothing. You know that a trader, when he does not win, when he cannot win the advantages, he feels as a loser. He is repentant and remorseful. In the life hereafter or in the Resurrection Day, when we see our records, most of the people or most of us would feel repentant, would feel that how bad our records are there, or how badly we have filled our records. Nothing has been left unrecorded. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, in the next session, God willing, we will continue talking about the life hereafter or the Resurrection Day in the light of the Quran. Till that time, I do request you, dear listeners, that you may pay heed to this series of lectures and you may send us your own evaluations and assessments of the lectures. May Almighty Allah bless us all a happy life in this world and a happier life in the next. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.